I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you're looking for some quality fishing that's a little less crowded, I've got just what the doctor ordered, and I'll tell you more about it when we come back. Are you looking for an effective way to help needy West Virginians? The Mountaineer Food Bank needs your help in support of Hunters Helping the Hungry. This program provides nutritious venison donated by deer hunters to hundreds of less fortunate families in West Virginia. And your monetary donation would greatly enhance this worthwhile effort. Call 558-2771 for more information on Hunters Helping the Hungry in West Virginia. That's 558-2771. West Virginia Hunters Helping the Hungry. One of the best things about fishing is the isolation. Getting away from the crowd is something we all hope to achieve. It rarely happens, though, that we spend a day on the water without encountering somebody. But it can happen at the right time on the right water. And the best chance of that for the moment, and at the same time to catch some fish, is one of West Virginia's smaller impoundments.
Certainly some of the better fishing opportunities can be found at some of our smaller impoundments across the state, Chris. Plum Orchard, O'Brien, Elk Fork, Kimsey Run, places like that, Sleepy Creek up in the eastern panhandle. There's some really good fishing opportunities this time of year.
That's Brett Preston, chief of the warm water fisheries for the DNR. Brett explains that in addition to being isolated and easier to fish, they are extremely productive.
They're very productive systems, and we're talking about some of the impoundments between 20 and 300 acres. Pretty good fishing.
In most cases, these waters are very productive and actually hold some trophy-sized fish, largely because of the pressure that isn't there. The boat traffic as well is a non-factor, since most of them are limited to 10 horsepower or below. Preston says you can have quite an afternoon if you play your cards right.
That can still, in the middle of the day, that still is a real productive fishing jigs or drop shot combinations, but also early in the morning and again later in the evening, opportunities to fish buzzbait.
But one of the most productive waters in the state, Woodrum Lake in Jackson County, is unfortunately in peril. For the moment, the lake having to be drained to make repairs to the flood control dam. And Preston says that's a concern, but not much they can do.
That's always a concern when you're draining a lake. And salvaging fish is a really tough thing to do in these impoundments for a number of reasons. Access, there are pockets of water that can be where fish can be trapped, and you just can't get to them. And so, and fish have a tendency when a lake or a pond is drained to wait till the last minute. They don't like to go through those water control structures. We find that in our hatchery ponds, and it's true in our experience with these small impoundments. So,
and just as much as they would like to, it's going to be difficult to save all of the fish. He admits there will be some that aren't going to make it. Sad news for one of the state's most productive bass fisheries. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.